The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna eat like me, and you're gonna crap thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and coolers. Stat!
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This is some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on!
Play with a three.
Got it!
Klay Thompson has hit 6 three-point shots. Curry with 24. Now 26 as he zooms to the rack. Golden State on a 7-0 run.
TNT there with the call. Kevin Harlan, Reggie Miller.
I love Kevin Harlan, by the way. He's exciting.
And the Nuggets are going to lose this series. NBA teams who fall behind 3-0 are 0-143. 0-143. I don't think this Nuggets team is the one that's going to.
Always the first time.
No, I don't think this Nuggets team is the one that's going to make history. So, it's already time to start looking ahead, but what about the idea you can't get swept again? Does it matter at this point? We know Golden State's the better team. We understand that this Nuggets team went as far as they could go without Murray and Porter. But does it matter, and will there be consequences if you get swept versus losing, let's say, in five?
Yeah, there'll be consequences. The consequences are they're going to hang tight and run it back next year and believe that they have a healthy Murray and a healthy Michael Porter Jr. And things will be different. I don't know how many significant changes they're going to make on their roster. I mean,
I'm just talking about the big one. Will there be enough? Two things. Will there be enough frustration, anger about getting swept? Again, I put the emphasis on being swept, that maybe Michael Malone does get fired. Maybe the decision to try to trade Jamal Murray, that, hey, Murray wasn't there for us. We got to move on from him.
No, absolutely. They're not going to do anything. They're the Nuggets. Right?
They're the kick the can down the road, wait till next year. Next year will always be better. Don't worry, right?
Don't worry. It's going to be fine. We're going to get our players back. Hey, man, nobody's going to win without a couple of their superstars. And you know what? In that regard, they're right. Now, I don't know that Michael Porter Jr. is a superstar. And frankly, I don't know that Jamal Murray is a superstar either. So, but, you know, they're really good. At least Murray's proven to be a really good player. In the bubble, he was phenomenal. He was exceptional. So, yeah, they're going to kick the can down the road. Everything, nothing to see here. Everything's going to be fine. We're going to run it back next year, and we're going to be, a top three seed, and we're going to have a chance.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I'll say this, man. I couldn't be more proud of our group. I know that this sounds weird because it was a loss and there are no moral victories in the playoffs. I get that, but we gave ourselves a chance tonight. We didn't do that in Golden State. We put ourselves in a position late to beat a very good basketball team. And for that, were we perfect? No. Did we make mistakes at times? Yes. But I love that how we fought tonight. We stayed with it. We got down. Things were getting away from us a few times. We stayed with it. We stayed together. We kept fighting. We battled. And you asked me pregame, what do I hope for? That's what I hope for.
Well, after getting embarrassed in the first two games, there was a cry for, hey, you got to play with more effort. You got to play with more heart. Mm-hmm. You got to play with more passion. They did do that last night.
Yes.
So the fact that they did that, but in a loss, how much does that count? How much does that matter?
Well, I think it does matter. I mean, you showed some pride. It certainly wasn't a 1-2-3 Cancun effort. I mean, you showed some pride. You played your butt off. And that second half, man, it was pretty remarkable. You got beat by a better team. I mean, sorry about it. I honestly don't know. You know, I saw all the Gordon sucks and, you know, blah, 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 this. And once again, Malone gets out coached. And I look at all those things and all the factors. And I'm like, from a talent perspective, what they roll out on the court compared to what you roll out on the court is really, Mike, it's like one of them scrimmages between JV and varsity. It really is. And, like, the effort that they gave, I get that there's no moral victories, but I was impressed with the way they played.
Next on the Morning Brew. Meanwhile, yeah, Nuggets, enjoy your time in the spotlight. It is going to end soon, and then we get to turn our focus to the team that actually has a real chance to win a championship. In fact, the only team in town that has a legitimate chance to win a championship anytime soon, and that's the Colorado Avalanche, who continue their thanks, schedule makers, for this part of the schedule coming down the end road trip. They go from Seattle, they're in Edmonton tonight, then Winnipeg on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are you guys spending your weekend? What are you guys doing this weekend? Yeah, you got plans? Yeah, the Avalanche are going to be in Edmonton and Winnipeg. Yay. Just get the season over with. Just get it over with.
I don't know. I mean,
there's nothing. A little Canadian road trip? No, there's nothing. I guarantee you, these players are like, are you kidding me?
Have a labats right, with the stinks. Boys?
Are you kidding me? So the only intrigue left is the President's Trophy, and the Avalanche are now trailing.
Right. Florida won last night, right?
They won their 12th in a row.
Uh-oh.
So the Panthers have 118 points. The Avalanche have 116, and they both played the same number of games. So, by the way, that is a topic. The importance of the President's Trophy is one that I discuss in the Mile High Hockey Podcast.
Do you know?
That you can listen to at denverfan.com.
Just a little teaser. How important is the President's Trophy?
A couple years ago, the St. Louis Blues won the Stanley Cup in a seven-game series in which the road team won in all seven games. Mm. So, more and more, being a road team in the playoffs in hockey isn't that huge of a deal, but I will always, 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 always want Game 7 in my own barn. So it is worth going for.
It's worth fighting for?
Worth fighting for.
Okay.
I just don't know how much the players themselves. As fans, as followers of the team, you can say, oh, man, I want it. You know, it's important, but I just don't think you can really get these Avalanche players to get all rallied around and, oh, hey, let's go win the President's Trophy.
Right.
I think they like the idea. I think it's important to have maybe best home ice throughout the Western Conference playoffs, but extending that to best in the league, I just don't understand. I just don't think it's that big of a carrot for these guys. Next on the Morning Brew.
Someone's going to get bit.
All right. Did you see this story? Mike Tyson. Lovable Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Was on an airplane.
Yeah.
And this guy sitting behind him kept antagonizing him.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little dweeby-looking dude who just decided, hey, I'm going to mess with Mike Tyson. And Mike Tyson finally had enough and turned around and punched him.
Yeah.
Whatever he hits, he destroys.
Listen, if I've learned or observed anything over the last couple of years is that people will do some really, really strange, dumb things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be right up there near the top. Who antagonizes Mike Tyson?
Somebody wants his 15 minutes of fame. You know?
Really?
I guess.
That's what you do. You sit down. You sit down. You just say, hey, I'm flying to wherever I'm flying. And you notice, wow, Mike Tyson's in front of me. And your thought is, hey, let's start kicking the seat. Mm-hmm. Let's start, you know.
Yeah, let's start bothering him.
Flicking his ear from behind or something like that. With the idea of riling him up.
Right. This is one, but this goes back to a bigger topic. This is the way business used to get handled. And I don't mean to be, you know, old guy in white socks and shouting at clouds. But there used to be consequences for being a turd, right? And when you and I grew up, you act like that, you get punched in the face, and people will look at you and go, hey, you deserve it. That's what you get. Nowadays, there's probably going to be a lawsuit, and he's going to, you know, I mean, going to have to settle out of court. That guy got what he deserved and got what he was looking for.
You can't hold your mud.
Good old quick Tyson hook to the temple. I like it. Good for him.
Now, there for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning. That's 6:30.